USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
President Biden set to announce more COVID-19 measures this week, according to the Surgeon General. Vivek Murthy telling CNN State of the Union the Delta variant has been the game changer.
It has required us to take another set of actions, and that's what you heard the president announce. And there will be more actions that we continue to work on in the days ahead, especially on the global front, where we'll be taking steps and the president will be making announcements ahead of the UN General Assembly about additional measures that we're taking to help vaccinate the world.
President Biden's mandate expected to affect 80 million private sector employees. The FBI last night dropping the first previously declassified document about the hijackers in the September 11th terrorist attacks, responding to an order handed down by President Biden earlier in the week. The document says the FBI did not find evidence that linked the Saudi government to the terrorist attacks, although 15 of the hijackers were Saudi nationals. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan not far from the mind of the 45th president. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Former President Trump, who made an appearance to honor the 9/11 attacks at a New York police precinct, spoke about the Afghani withdrawal.
It's a horrible thing that took place. A horrible, horrible thing. It's an embarrassment. And the likes of which our country has never been embarrassed before. We've never had anything like this happen. It looked like we retreated. It looked like we gave up.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he will not vote for a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill that contains a number of climate, social welfare, and other incentives, arguing the price tag is far too high. He stated so in an interview on CNN.
We've already put out $5.4 trillion. And we try to help Americans in every way we possibly can.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says Manchin's no vote is, quote, not acceptable. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A song that brought healing to a mourning country, standing the test of time 20 years later.
Alan Jackson revealed the inspiration behind his hit song, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, as the world marked 20 years since the attacks of 9/11.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.?
I think it really affected a lot of people, their perspective on their lives and their jobs and their families and where they were and what they were wanting to do and how they looked at things. I mean, that's what I was thinking too, and I just pretty much had visualized a lot of those scenes and stories I'd heard and seen on television or heard people talk about. But the song really came out of nowhere in the middle of the night, the chorus did, and just a gift, and then I got up and scribbled it down. And
the 62-year-old musician released the song in the months following the deadly terrorist attacks.
Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And we thank those first responders who paid the ultimate sacrifice. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.